what's happening, what is going on. So with that said, we've got the proposal attached from them. They are fairly well known here within California to provide this level of support. You can see the team that's being supplied to us. And so the core project as identified in their scope is for an amount of $37,335. We are recommending sort of a contingency on top of that, and that these the budget for this, since we did not specifically budget for this, we do anticipate that we would have some payroll savings that could actually offset, if you will, some of those the costs for this consultant. And we see this sort of as an extension of staff to really communicate this here. With that, I'll pause and see if you have any questions. This again is for you to provide us feedback, and
Margaret, this is Carolyn.
to
The
look for the
phone's,
board's approval.
Margaret, the phone was cutting out quite a bit, and so I had a hard time hearing everything you were saying. So what you're,
Sorry.
oh, that's fine. It's not your fault. It sounds like things are happening all over today. So the core outreach package will include some online or in-person meeting, some print, as far as getting this message out.
If we go to the of their a few more people, they will do for us where we'll meet and all that. So, but yes, it goes into strategic message development. That's the core, if you will. And then when we have that all determined, then we will then go into the various communication venues in order to get this message out. Do you need me to switch to my phone so I can you can hear me? So I'm so sorry. I don't know why it's do that.
You can keep that shot. Sorry, Margaret. I think Discover Bay is having some issues today too with activity. We've been having issues all morning, so it could be us on our end.
No, I was working from home earlier and I noticed the same thing. My computer was slowing and doing some weird things. So,
okay, yeah, so it might we, mine shut off twice, so I'm not sure what's going on.
it got warm out, that's why.
Yeah.
Ryan, what questions do you have? Sorry, you're the president. You ask yourself that.
Well, I don't have any specific questions because the presentation is very straightforward. This is the first time that we've done this approach, though, right? Because I remember in previous Prop 218 votes, we didn't do this.
That's correct. And we want to make sure we sell the message of why are we doing this pipeline project? Why are we increasing these rates? And show the community this is why we're doing it. This was what brings value to you. And so we thought that this might be a good way. I've worked through the meter project. We didn't do that. We had a lot of contentious people. It really was hard on staff who weren't trained in this. So this is something we're thinking about for doing that. Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, I don't think the cost is exorbitant. I mean, in the scheme of things, so it's not a huge financial outlay.
Margaret,
My,
what? Oh, I'm
I'll
sorry.
just say this, the pessimistic side of me, it's just frustrating because unless there's a direct financial impact to the residents, they don't seem to really engage on certain things. And I'm not sure how much they're really going to engage on this presentation.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we don't not do it.
I know.
I think there's absolute value to it. It's just on the meter project, there was a direct financial implication and inconvenience factor that not, wouldn't be necessarily the same. On our.
There was and there wasn't, right? So they are, some of them are paying the $8.01 on their water meter bill. So that was a direct hit. But
Right.
this does have a direct hit because their rates are going to increase because of this pipeline project. It's one of the most expensive projects that Discovery Bay will uncover, like do. So I just think that's why we were kind of researching this.
I have two questions. Margaret, out of this list of clients is great. Do we know what percentage of success they've had on working with all these cities and districts on getting whatever project it was approved?
I don't have that specific answer. When I spoke to their key person, she mentioned about a project near to Discovery Bay. I'm not on a levee project, similar in that it was a expensive, multi-year, big hit onto their, their rates, if you will. And so, with that, I think they had success in it. I don't have sort of a percentage of things because I also know that they do a wide variety of services from like strategic planning to communication outreach to all sorts of things. So I'm not sure necessarily all of these clients are for the specific reason we're looking for them. So, but I can certainly get some of those details and bring it back when this item is presented
Yeah,
at the
that
board.
would be that'd be interesting to see the success rate, and where they didn't have success, was there any clear reason why? We don't need to go through project by project, but you get the idea.
Margaret, what the consultant, would they be at the board meeting when we bring this to the board?
We hadn't talked about that, so I certainly if it I know they're located out of Southern California, so that's one consideration.
Yeah.
So certainly if you want to have them online, I certainly can make that happen.
I think that might be a good idea. Then the board can ask some direct questions and we can prepare them with some questions that you might be asking as well, so they can answer to their organization and some of the projects they worked on.
Sure.
And Margaret Carolyn again. And so I know we've talked often about grants. Is there anything on the horizon where we could get some monies from somewhere to help us with this?
Well, I know Dina's always on the hunt too and works with our engineering consultants on projects here. And so we can continue to look at it. But, I know typically for my experience has been if you're doing sort of more rehab or replacement projects, that's not where the grants are, is usually on new projects. But we certainly can sort of see sort of what their scope is and see if we can make that happen. So we can certainly
Yeah, I would think that would be a good point to let everyone know that we have researched and looked at
Sure.
other
Yeah.
money sources.
Yeah. I mean, just as a reminder, this project that that we're looking at here is, in the tune of $30 million. The meter project you were talking about was a $5 million project. And so that's, I think, one of the reasons why Dina and I have felt that this was an important thing, because it's not, it will be similar in sort of, impact to them as far as, physical impact to them, but from a cost impact, you can certainly understand that this is a much bigger project and a necessary project. And that's, conveying that out there. And I know staff can do it. I think we just need assistance to make sure that we're getting the messaging and consistent messaging out there to the community.
Oh, I agree. Dina, refresh my memory. So it's how many miles of pipeline?
18 miles.
18 miles and 30 million?
Pretty close to, yeah.
Okay.
That was one of the estimates we received, so.
That's good. I had in my head much higher figures, so
Well,
fabulous.
that was as of yesterday, so.
Yeah, you never know.
No, I mean, at the end of the day, again, I wasn't trying to be pessimistic. The cost of not reaching out to the community is far greater. Potentially negative if we don't at least do something to let them know this is what's going on and what's happening in the community. So it would be nice if you could possibly articulate a number of what the staff offset fees would be. And I'm putting you in on this, not right now,
Yeah,
but
sure.
at a later point.
Yep, I can do that for you.
Maybe by the time we talk tonight. No, I'm just kidding.
I'll have it done. No worries.
No.
So, No, and I think, and again, all of this will lead itself up to, having it well communicated. So when the Prop 218 process happens, because that's, we're in the process of, restarting that effort, so that we can bring the next 5-year report. This will hopefully make that process much more easy to navigate through because of the fact that we've had communications throughout the period of time, addressing whatever concerns they have, seeing what we can do. And again, we're working already with the financing consultants, the rate consultants, to model out and see how can we try to, still have the project happen, but try not to have the impact that it currently shows, so we're trying to look at structure, we're trying to look at, timing and all that. And so we'll need to go back to our engineers and all of that, I think, is going to be a good sort of discussion that we also share out to the community so that they know that this is not just, hey, we got to do it and we're going to do it. No, we're really working hard to make it happen because it needs to happen, but we're trying to do it in the most efficient and effective, cost-effective way as well.
So I also want to correct something. So I believe it's $2 million a mile. So we're looking at 36 million plus or minus. So
Better than what the figure I had in my head.
yeah. So.
Well, as an offshoot of all this, I mean, maybe we'll become a little bit more knowledgeable of how to effectively communicate with our residents. So, there's an ancillary benefit in there, I'm sure, somewhere.
And that was the hope on this too, is that again, I think, there are, future expansions that are happening around Discovery Bay. And this is, I think will be foundational for us to understand how do we communicate around big projects, the impact to us, why is it different from, what might I see on my property tax bill versus this on, on my water bill and all that stuff. So the intent is to, be very project focused, but it will have a, an overlay, if you will, of the overall finances, and just the setup of how Discovery Bay works because we're a community service district. So.
Okay.
Excellent.
Sounds
Thank
good.
you.
There's no action item, so.
Nope. It's just a recommendation to bring it to the board in the future meeting.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you, Margaret.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, is there any future agenda items?
Yes, the sign on Bixler, electronic sign.
The sign on Bixler? The one that we don't have?
The one that we don't have, the county may be paying for.
Oh, okay.
Thanks.
Right. Well, and I'm sorry, is there any public has joined us?
There's not.
Okay. Well, with that then, 3:48, meeting adjourned.